What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Here we go. Tuesday on 98.9 The Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy, good morning to you. It's coming up on 6 o'clock, 5:53. Scott Spezzano right here. Over here. I'm raising my hand. And there's Sandy Waters right there raising her hand.
Hello. I'm too tired to raise my hand. I ain't raised my hand.
Jeez, I know.
It is hurting my head. What the hell was it? You know those things where you're like, I won't forget. This thought, this brilliant thought comes to your mind. And you're like, I won't forget. I don't need to write it down.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot. Something came to my mind yesterday where I'm like, oh, Scott has to talk about blah, blah, blah on the air because that would be so good, so real.
Uh-huh. And you don't remember what I said.
I can't freaking remember what I wanted you to talk about today.
Welcome to my brain.
How was it?
If I don't write
it down. I'm taking my lion's mane. I'm trying to do brain exercises and it ain't working.
Well, you need to do psychedelics. You need to start doing some LSD.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That'll help.
Oh, I hate that. That is so frustrating. I don't know what's more frustrating, losing a thought or losing your keys. Not sure.
Same thing.
No, it's eventually, a different kind of frustration.
Eventually you find your keys. A lot of times you don't remember your thought that you were trying to remember.
What do people say? Just let it go. Don't force it, and it'll just pop.
Yeah, it'll pop back at you. It'll come back at you like your puppy. Like when you want him to go away, he'll just come back.
Oh, don't say it like that. That's so mean.
Well, no, like
when you want him to go away,
owner. No. Our dog looms to the point where it's like stop.
Yes.
It's like constantly stop. Get down. Go lay down.
That's how they do. Oh, you are so mean. How would you like to live in a household of just, like, you were the...
of the best world ever.
You were, like, the only one that doesn't understand the language. You never will pick up on it. And people keep saying, ignoring you, above you, and telling you to go lay down. That's so cruel.
Where did you get this fantasy you just made up of what is going on in your world?
I do. I hate when the kids shush Walter. I'm like, let him talk. Do I shush you all the time?
No, your dog is an excessive barker, and that is a...
It's a mini schnauzer trait. What do you want me to do about it?
You looked that up? Really?
Well, now it's popping up on my algorithm. You know you got a mini schnauzer win. And it's like a human pulling a dinosaur. That was one of the little cartoon character. I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, he is kind of like a dinosaur I go for a walk.
Yeah. He walks you, right?
Yeah, he just has to attack
Well,
everything.
Hopefully you'll remember that brilliant thought that you had. And just let it go. Cloudy, windy, chance of showers here this morning. Already lighter than I'm looking outside. I can see everything. And it's like, wow, it's a light out. It's not even 6 o'clock. Breaks the sun later, maybe after rain and showers and windy skies, maybe gusts up to 40 miles an hour.
Awesome.
Then, yeah, but then maybe breaks the sun in the 60s. No, my God, yesterday was so nice. Oh, it was so
fantastic.
Nice. And yesterday, when my wife's calling me, like later in the afternoon, and she's crazy, can't wait to get home. I'm like, yeah, maybe we can sit on the back porch because I cleaned it all up and, you know,
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Last night, I'm like, after dinner, I'm like, you want to go sit on the back porch? No. I'm like, what do we even have a back porch for? You know? I have to go outside and hang out.
Yeah, but you can enjoy it. That's your peace and quiet. Nobody wants to go out there with you? Fine. That's your little mini sanctuary.
Yeah, I went out there, you know. I mean,
all by myself. Is that the song you often hum to yourself?
Yeah.
The tear rolling down your cheek. Yeah.
Just me and that dog that won't leave me alone.
The best part of your morning that isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, how you doing? Tuesday morning at 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters, 27 plus years of putting up with us. Thank you so very much.
You are all very, very patient. Here's a question I'm going to ask you. The last time in 818-2899, I want you to reach out to us. I know it's crazy busy in your morning, but the last time you had the most beautiful, awesome conversation with a complete stranger in a public restroom.
In a public restroom?
Yeah. 62%. Of women, 62% of women say they have had four positive connections a month in public restrooms.
Jesus, are you kidding me?
And I was like, that is so true. Now, I have the best conversations in a public restroom with strangers.
I can see this with you.
I do.
Because you're like, anyway, I can imagine the restroom where it's even more awkward. You're like, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, but it's not awkward because there's such a vibe in the women's bathroom. You guys don't have that?
No. I don't understand. I've never been in, well, once or twice, but I've never been in a women's bathroom and had
Thank you, Scott. No, God. I'm talking about, are you paying attention to,
guys,
are you paying attention
like,
in class?
Yeah, but don't get ahead of me here.
I didn't ask if you were in the woman's bathroom. I asked if you have that in your bathroom.
I've never had that in my... It's like, hey, how about them bills? Okay, splashed and you're done. That's it. If at all. Guys don't talk in the restrooms. It is not a conversation center. It is not a place to collaborate.
You're missing out. You're missing out. Somebody,
I don't think so. No.
You are missing out. So cool. Like, it's... If I go into a public restroom and I know that there's other women there, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, what can I say? What can I compliment on her? How can we start up a conversation?
Oh, my God.
And then we'll make eye contact and then we'll say something and it'll be like, I don't know. It'll even be like, oh, yeah, shopping with the teenager, huh? You know, whatever, like anything.
The male animal does not understand this. I guess this is your world, but we don't understand that. Hey, man, I love your mustache. How you doing?
Why are you so cold?
I'm
with
not
each
cold.
Other?
I'm not.
Why are you so closed off?
Because
you
we're
guys?
Standing up like 4 inches away from someone with our junk out, and we don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, it doesn't always, like, once we get in the stall, then the conversation ends. Sometimes it'll keep going, but most often it's just by the sink area. I mean, we wash our hands. Maybe that's the difference.
You know, I'd wash my hands more if they put soap in the men's room. That'd be nice.
Good to know.
We've been out of soap since COVID.
Oh, God. Ew, so you haven't washed your hands since COVID?
Five, 6 years. Yeah.
Disgusting. Okay, messages are coming in. Thank you very much. On 98.9 The Buzz on social.
Thanks for saving us.
I was crying in a Target bathroom and a complete stranger fixed my mascara, handed me a tissue and said, he's not worth it. I believed her instantly. Oh, I love it.
Oh, and she's psychic.
I once had a woman zip up my dress, fix my hair, and hype me up before a job interview.
Oh, my God. Listen
to that. Oh, my God, yes.
This is a quick get in, get out, try not to breathe kind of scenario for us guys.
I could just hang out in a public restroom.
Okay, we'll take a break. It's 6:11.
Such great conversation. They should have a coffee machine, like a Keurig in the corner.
Gross.
Everybody into the pool.
That's right.
Hey, get me out of here.
99 to Buzz. Everybody into the pool.
Is there anybody listening right now who does not know how to swim or never took swim lessons? 818-2899. Where are you? Because there's a lot of you. There's 55% of adults have never taken a swimming lesson.
55%?
55%. More than half of us have never once a day in our lives taken a swim lesson.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean we don't know how to swim.
Local swim instructors are saying that swimming isn't a luxury. We should recognize it as a full life skill you cannot skip on. Because the latest data from the CDC shows that 4,000 drowning deaths, happen every year in the U.S. Oh. And they connect that to the lack of swim education.
Really?
Do you know how to swim?
I know how to swim. I've never taken a swimming lesson, except for my mom, who taught me how to swim in our pool.
Okay, so here's the question. Because my one daughter hated to go swimming, like just hated swimming lessons. It was like just a bear to get her out the door for it. Mm-hmm. I hated it because I didn't want to go in the pool. My husband had to work late, so he couldn't do it. I had to do it. And I'm like, well, my sister has a pool. Can't she just learn there?
Yeah.
And there's a good majority of people that say, no, that's not the same thing.
Really? I mean, this is hard for me to wrap my head around, even though we did get Ellie, my daughter, a swimming lessons last year at that place in Pittsford Plaza. My wife signed her up for it. And it's only probably because we don't have a pool. And the pool that her sister has is, you know, it's an above ground round pool with no shallow end. But I
did she love it? She loved it.
Oh, yeah, she loved it.
Did you have to get in the pool with her?
No.
Oh, we should have went there. If that only existed when my kids were young.
Oh, really?
God, I hated getting in the pool. It was horrible.
Well, your hate of pools is translated to your daughter, right?
Gosh, I don't know. My kids love swimming. I don't know. I don't remember taking, I never took swim lessons.
No.
You know where I learned how to swim? At school, Greece Athena.
Okay,
and
sure.
And they don't really teach you how to swim. They just assume you already know how.
It's
so I was that kid in class.
Hey, you know, when I was growing up, there's no such thing as swimming lessons. I mean, maybe at school, but I don't think they taught you. Like, they didn't teach you how to swim. They it's swimming.
Irresponsible not to teach your kid how to swim. Like if you find out a kid is a certain age, what is that age?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to swim, do you judge the parent? Like if a kid is 5 and they don't know how to swim, do they get a pass, the parent?
I don't know. I never thought of it. I don't know.
Well, you're usually thinking of it now. I'm asking you these questions.
Usually they're, usually you put them in the floaty things and you throw them in the pool and you let them kick around and tread water. And that's how they learn to swim, right? I don't think I'm judging anybody if their 5-year-old doesn't know how to swim. No.
If you found out that my 21-year-old didn't know how to swim,
yes,
she does. But if she didn't.
Yes, then I'd judge you. Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Why? So you think it's irresponsible not to teach your kid how to swim?
Right. And you know what? I think a lot is depending on if you have access to a pool or not. A lot of people don't have pools or friends with pools. And then when you don't have that, then you really don't have any experience in the water. And you're not going out in Lake Ontario.
Here's the thing. Swim lessons are expensive. And some families can't juggle that in their budget or in their week.
World,
there's
so
many other activities.
Yeah.
So I could see how a parent could just skip out on the swim lessons. Like, okay, I'll do it next year. And then next year never comes. And before you know it, your kid's an adult and has no idea how to swim. Or is it just our parents? Because I know my mom has has no idea how to swim. Even though she grew up in Italy, where the ocean is right there. And she had a house on the beach. She has no idea how to swim.
I'm looking at this psychologically and culturally, where your mom doesn't swim, so therefore you don't swim, or you don't like swimming. I see how the trickle-down happens, because we are our parents.
I don't know, because my sisters are fine with it. They like swimming. It's just me. You keep trying to wedge that in. I think it's just me, a weird thing. My kids love swimming, my family. But... yeah, like, I don't, if my were to say, Ma, do you want to go first? What if I bought Ma for Mother's Day swim lessons?
She'd be so pissed.
She would be so mad.
She's like, where's my Spa the Del Monte thing? Where is that? Where's my massage?
Is there an age where you're too old to learn? Like, why?
I don't think you're ever too old to learn. You just have to get over the humility of the fact that you don't know how to swim and you're learning with 5-year-olds.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
It's like going to college when you're in 90.
Yeah, see, you hear those stories. Wait a minute. You hear those stories about 89-year-old Betty finally graduated college.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Now it could be my 70-something-year-old mom graduated from the YMCA swim class.
Give her a pair of floaties. It's those little balloony things you put on your arms for Mother's Day.
Spizzano and Sandy. Today is a day we are all hockey fans.
Go Sabres! Hey!
Right, Scott? Come on.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Yes!
Name one Buffalo Sabre.
Well, no, I can't. I'm not going to pretend, but I'm a hockey fan. Sure! I love hockey players.
You married one. Yeah, you did.
And I say that. He's like, you know, men's league hockey.
Yeah.
Not real hockey player. But anyhow, Sabres play. Game 5 is tonight. Buffalo Sabres. This is going to be huge. It's at home. Mm-hmm. So I can't even imagine what it's going to look like at that arena.
I know.
It is going to be insane. I almost want to be there. I almost have FOMO.
Come on.
Yes.
You wants to go to bed at 8 o'clock every night?
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to watch the game. I'm going to wait till tomorrow morning to find out what happens.
That kind of fan. Okay.
I will be honest with you, though. All night, I will be thinking, oh, my God, did they win? Did they win?
Mm-hmm.
Did they win?
Yeah, it's exciting. They win today, then they go to the next round of the playoffs, and then it smells like
energy.
Lord Stanley in here.
It's like it's been 15 years. What was life like 15 years ago for you?
Let's see. In November 15 years ago, I got married.
Oh, man. The Sabres got to do it for your anniversary.
I know. Come on now.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I was, it's funny you mentioned that.
It's
I was just thinking that the other night. Like, and you remember this story last year? I'm like, it's our 15th anniversary. It's like, no, it was her 14th. I screwed that up.
That's right.
She thought it was 15, too.
Okay, so this year's your 15th.
Yes.
The year that the Sabres make it.
Yes.
I love it much. See?
Yeah, I'm there. How about you, 15 years ago?
I had two little moochies.
You had a one-year-old?
Right? Yep, because Lexi's 16, so yeah. And then I have a 21-year-old. So you know what? Actually, I will be honest. That was... a very stressful point in my life because I was working so much and doing so much at work, but also so much at home that I wasn't really good at balancing my life at that point. I was going to bed at like 11 o'clock every night. I was getting two, three hours of sleep.
Oh,
I was just being pulled in a million directions.
With a 1 and a 6-year-old.
It was, that was the time where my 6-year-old at that time, Leah, was like, Ma, you're always working. And I'm like, I can't get to work. Like, I was just, it was, it wasn't my proudest moment. I had the parent stress get to me. The work-life balance, that wasn't a conversation back then.
Yeah, but you know, you're in your mid-30s. That's what you do. You burn the candle at both ends and in the middle.
But I should have been more forceful at work. I should have had you carry more weight. I should have put the boundaries up a little bit more. I wasn't very good at that as a young parent and a, you know, trying to work my way up in the job. Well, I think a lot of us are in that spot, but that's where I was. That's where I was.
Yes. Yeah.
It wasn't a good time.
But
it was a good time.
So when the Sabres win, you'll remember all that horrible, stressful time.
No, it's not. It's just I didn't mean, now reflecting back, do we all have that point in time where you reflect back on your parenting and you're like, gosh, why did I prioritize? Well, why did I prioritize the way that I did?
Right. We all go through that phase in our 30s where we just too much. We do too much.
Yeah, we allow work to do too much.
Yeah.
Take over too much. But anyhow, go Sabres! I don't know how the conversation turned so bad.
Go Sabres! Just think about where you were 15 years ago and what your life was like. Coming up, we got to talk about this Fairport thing. Like,
well, it's gone from, and this is sad. If you live in Fairport, you guys used to be the Fairport, the Marsha Brady of Rochester. And now I don't know if you got the title anymore.
Don't take it away from him yet.
I don't know. I didn't take it away.
All right, it's all coming up here on The Buzz. Keep it right there.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I grew up listening to them on my old station and honestly forgot they'd moved. My friend told me they're on The Buzz now, and I literally reset all my presets that same day.
Me and my friends still say, you stink, here's a cake. Like, we just randomly say it. The communicate bit never left us.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
From Fairport, the Marsha Brady, to now Fairport.
Oh, listen to you.
Kids freaking ruin everything, don't they?
Damn kids.
20-year-olds. How frustrated must you be if you live in Fairport? 818-2899. So to catch you up, if you haven't heard, two situations happened in Fairport. Fairport Police Department said officers responded to North Main Street just before 1 a.m. Saturday, found 44-year-old Sean Sullivan, a Victor, in need of medical attention. When Parenton Ambulance arrived to transport and treat Sullivan, he struck a paramedic multiple times in the back of the ambulance. He's been charged with assault.
Yes.
Okay. Separate incident. And this is the area of Fairport where all the kids hang out, like all the bars. This is the, like, the spot
it's
in
the
Fairport.
New spot. Yeah, it's the spot now.
The new spot, right. Okay, so this separate incident, which you may have seen the video going around. About an hour later from that incident, Fairport police received a separate call for a fight involving 50 people, which was partially caught on video that you've seen floating around.
Yeah.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Office responded due to the number of people fighting.
Yeah.
Deputies say 20-year-old Brandon Scott of Penfield was punching several people on the sidewalk. Scott refused to comply, resulting in what deputies described as a, quote, minor use of force to take him into custody. Scott is also charged with assault and obstruction of governmental administration.
And that's the story.
And those are the two situations that are happening in Fairport. The one that the majority of people are talking about is the one that was caught on video.
The big fight.
The big fight. Probably because it was caught on video, and you actually get to see the fight. And
you don't, a lot of things that I mean, you don't even hear of 50 people all fighting. You know,
I couldn't watch it. I get bothered maybe because my dad made me watch Rocky growing up as a kid, but I don't like seeing fighting
and Jaws. That's why you don't like to swim
in 3D. 5 years old. Okay. Anyhow, but the one thing, and I'm not sure if this is a true statement or if this is just what social media is saying, but the kid in the gray sweatshirt is that Brandon kid. Is that true?
Don't know.
Because that's the kid who was then just fighting everybody, and he actually swung at a girl. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that everyone latched onto and is like, okay, what's that kid's problem? You do not swing at a girl.
What's going on here?
She's trying to break up the fight, or, you know, she was probably screaming, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, could be.
So, again, social media, and this hasn't been officially confirmed, but social media is now saying that he worked at a dealership, a local dealership, and he was let go, and that his dad was the GM, and he had to step down.
Wow. What a ripple effect.
If that is true.
Which we do not know if it is or not. It's just the socials.
And I won't say the dealership because I don't think it's fair to the dealership. I will say it is not the Ide family of dealerships.
All right, see, stop.
It's not my people. But should they be punished? Because the comments that are coming in is like, I will never go there again to buy a vehicle.
Absolutely not. This is where you stop and people need to relax a little bit here. This is nothing to do with a business. This has to do with the businesses that have opened in the last five some years in Fairport by the railroad tracks that attract large crowds. Case in point, East and Alexander was once the hub of happiness and parties. And then it got too much. Remember? This has nothing to do with anybody's second, you know, it's like the third cousin of the second friend of the uncle-in-law kind of
So you
problem.
Can't go to the employer. The employer should always remain neutral. You shouldn't take away their business.
Right.
How about dad? Dad, if he is truly the GM of this joint and he steps down, should he have?
No, I don't think he should have stepped down.
You don't think
him.
He should have stepped down?
And it's no reflection on his kid, who's not of age, getting crazy at 1 a.m. in a fight.
And that is a good point. He's 20 years old. Yeah. What's he doing? How's he getting into these bars?
Well, we don't know if he was in a bar or not. We can only assume.
Was he just looming around right? the parking lot, yeah, acting took, crazy and erratic?
Took him over to see the trains go by.
Just to be there. Just to smell it all.
So, like, yeah. So, if I was a fair portion, I would have no problem with what, not that I want it to happen, but it's like, you know, it stuff happens.
No,
and
I think people
are. That's what you get when you've got a major entertainment district, you know. That's
yeah, I don't think people in Fairport are like, oh, well, that's what happens. No, I don't think so. And how about this, though? That mom is not happy. Perfect time for Mother's Day. Dad steps down from his job and the son's been charged. Yikes. Happy Mother's Day to you, Mom.
Yeah.
She is pissed. This is not a happy household right now. I can tell you.
You know, it's funny. There's always a phase. Well, this is with boys. I don't know about you girls, but there's always a phase when one of your boys gets in trouble. And you're just like, come on, dude. What are you doing? Sometimes it makes the news like that, you know.
Dad frustrates me. Gosh, that I saw some of those comments come in. Hey, why are we putting so much attention on this? This was just a good old-fashioned fight. At least there were no knives or guns.
True.
You should appreciate it. Boys will be boys. And I get so frustrated by that.
But it's a fact. It's not like an anomaly.
It doesn't make it right.
I know it doesn't make it right, but it does. It happens.
I don't like it.
That,
it shouldn't
happen. It's halfway between right and wrong. It's not like it's good that it happened. It's bad that it happened, but it's eventually going to happen eventually.
Ruin it for everybody, especially the girls there. Women already feel unsafe. We already have like our alert is up because our radar. That's the word I was looking for, alert. Our radar is up because we aren't sure what's going to happen. And now we see a fight and now we get this dude swinging at a girl.
You're
going to say boys will be boys?
How about it's probably started over a girl?
Oh, I don't know why it started.
You know? Exactly.
That infuriates me, that point of view.
Whatever. It does happen, and it's too bad.
So the mayor of Fairport said, listen, we're addressing this. We're all in this. We're not going to point the finger at anyone specifically. It's all of us need to come together and figure this out. And she did say that we're down a couple police officers. Our staff is really thin, so we're going to beef that up. We're going to get more police officers.
Hanging around.
Yeah.
Making overtime.
Spazano and Sandy put life's messy moments on trial. This is Jerk or Justified.
Yeah, on 98.9 The Buzz.
Scotty, I think you called it, what'd you call it, prama?
Prama.
Drama. Yeah. Well, it is prom season. So if you have anything good happening in your life, you leave us a voice message, 818-2899, or call us. But we did get a voice message on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, let's take a listen to this.
My daughter was invited to a ball next month, and now that we're in the height of ball season, it's hard to get an appointment with our current hairdresser. So she recommended a couple different stylists. The new stylist is super excited about seeing us, and she asked for inspo pictures, pictures of my daughter's hair, so she could put a plan together, and she's just super, super excited. Here's my dilemma. My current stylist may have a time slot available for us now. Would I be a jerk if I canceled with the new stylist, or is it justified?
Ah! Prama in its most pure form.
Man.
In its most pure form, prama.
Oh, jeez. If you are a stylist, how do you feel about this? 818-2899.
Wow.
Weigh in.
You had to do that? You got caught?
I actually, as I was listening to this voice message, I was like, wow, my daughter is going to 2 proms and I am not booking her a hair appointment. She can do her own hair.
Oh, nice.
Spending money on that.
How frugal of you. You love your daughter.
Listen. You're fine. You're fine. You look beautiful no matter what.
Oh,
but
God.
Anyhow. Okay, Jerker Justified. The new stylist is all super excited. Can't wait. And she wants to bail on the new stylist because her regular stylist has an opening now.
Okay. And let's take this first one. Hey, good morning. The Buzz. You're Jerker Justified.
I am a hairdresser, and my daughter owns a salon.
Uh-huh.
So here's my thought. I'm leaning more towards Justified only because they're a hairstylist, they're used to, and they tried to get in, and this was just a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they just found somebody. This new girl should know she's a recommendation. You know, apologize, my hairdresser has a spot, but maybe send a little bit, like a little tip or something to her because she did block the spot off. However, also, they need to give her ample amount of notice because if they cancel right away, like, she needs to fill that spot.
Yeah.
What amount of notice is okay?
So if Tom is Saturday, I think that she should, by Wednesday, Thursday, definitely no later than Thursday, let her know that my stylist...
Okay.
Of that week? Or the week before?
Yeah, I mean, of that, in my opinion. Okay,
yeah,
in my opinion. There's going to be a lot of hairdressers that might not agree with me. It's not a wedding. It's a prom.
Right.
You know, wedding is way different. Like I said, my daughter owns a salon on Park Avenue, and so I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I know the weddings they do. That's big, big, big. But a prom...
Yeah.
About an hour to an hour and a half to do an updo, and I would say, you know, definitely no later than like Thursday morning, and then, you know, maybe offer something, or, you know, can I come to see you for a haircut or something?
Something, just keep her in the loop, right?
Show appreciation.
So what's your daughter's place called on Park Ave? Free plug.
Oh, this will be so nice. They will love this. Their salon is called Maxim Spa and Salon on Park Avenue. It's across from the Starbucks. On the same side, well, it's across the street from Giants.
Okay, perfect.
Little plaza.
All right, love it.
Maxim. Nice.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. So you're saying Justified, mostly.
Yeah, I'm going to say Justified.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm probably going to get reamed for it, but okay.
It's all right. You're telling the truth. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Bye.
Yep, bye.
Messages are coming in. Justified, she's your daughter's go-to stylist for a reason. Big night, go with the one you trust.
I'm saying Justified too, because so the original stylist was booked, right, and had a referral to another gal that does it, so they must know each other. So it's okay if she's like,
it's only okay because they know each other. That has nothing to do with the fact that she now has. She was all excited. She had it filled in her calendar. She was going to make money, and now she's not.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, you know, tough noogies chick, go find a place. She's like, okay, I got so and so over.
I think it's different. I think it's worse if you bail because it was a recommendation. Like, you'll never be able to go to her again as a fallback.
Why not?
Because you bailed on her this time.
Oh, yeah, she's going to hold a grudge when she, you know, $100 a haircut or whatever. Nah, she'll take your business.
It's not that she'll hold a grudge. It's not that she won't take the business. She'll probably say yes because she's nice. But it's kind of like, okay, do I trust this person? Are they going to bail on me again the last second? Like, it's how bad can you mess up an updo? She's going to look beautiful. Your daughter's going to look beautiful no matter what, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like a kind of a line of work where that happens all the time. So they're always moving the pieces around. Like, there's always going to be someone who has something, or, you know, her kid took a fall and they got to go to urgent care.
Just
I can't make my appointment.
It's that line of work and they're used to it. Doesn't make it morally right to bail on someone last minute.
So you vote jerk?
I would feel like a jerk. I probably would do what this woman did and leave us a voice message and ask. I would bring it up on the air because I would feel like such a jerk because now this person is excited. They're counting in. They've already spent time doing research on updos based on all the text messages that she asked me for, right?
Right.
With inspo pictures. She's already dedicated time and energy to my daughter, and now I'm all of a sudden going to pull the wool out, like, just...
Yep.
The rug from whatever the phrase is.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to say I'll put my tail in her jerk.
Okay. I still think Justified. I don't know.
More messages.
What do you got?
Okay. More messages are coming in. Justified. Loyalty matters. If your daughter feels more comfortable, that's the decision. But what? It's only hair. She's going to look gorgeous no matter what. Oh, jerk, stylists rely on bookings. Last-minute switch-ups mess with their income.
Yeah.
See, that's why I would feel like a jerk.
But it happens. Same with doctors. Same with anybody who's got an appointment with somebody can't make it. Especially when it's time crunch stuff.
Justified as long as you can, so quickly and respectfully. It's business, not personal.
Oh,
all right. Okay. Well, that seals the deal. Just give her enough notice. What day is it today? Tuesday? I don't know if she said the prom was this weekend or when, but
right.
Give her call today,
yeah,
then.
And send a tip.
The verdict is...
Justified.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9.
Okay, so cloudy skies rolling in here midday-ish. Might see a sprinkle. 50-50 chance of it today and about 60 degrees.
All right, just after 8 o'clock, do older people get a pass? I should say, do old men get a pass? What a guy said to me in the parking lot. I laughed. Because I'm like, oh, it's just an old guy. My 21-year-old daughter was appalled.
Oh.
Mom, why are you encouraging that behavior? I'm like, oh,
wow.
God, here we go.
All right. Well, coming up next.
98.9 The Buzz.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're driving around this morning, thanks for popping on for a couple of minutes. I'm Scott Spisano. You know how hard it is cooking vegetables without a kitchen? And there's Sandy Waters, who ran into an old guy yesterday, made her laugh.
Well, I did laugh, and my daughter was like, why are you laughing at that? That is not right.
So what happened?
So here's the question. Do you give older people a pass? You know, what they say, sometimes it could be a little inappropriate, but whatever, they're old. You just kind of brush it off. So last week, Thursday, I was leaving work, and my daughter called me. She had a morning appointment. She goes, I'm leaving, too. Do you want to meet up for coffee? And I go, yeah, let's do, you know, at the house. Why are we paying for coffee when we're both going home? Okay, anyhow.
Oh, my God. It's very adulting of her, though. It's very nice.
It is so adulting of her. I said, all right, on our way home, let's go to Orion's. That's a place, like, on the way home. It's like ice cream, Italian ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, I'll get you some ice cream. Fantastic. So after we have our ice cream, we're leaving. So now since we drove separately, we're both going in our different cars. Okay. So, but we're in the parking lot. We're still talking. And this older guy, oh God, how old was he? Probably 70s. He was in his 70s. He was like a typical, if I were to say, draw a picture of an old guy, this is the picture you would draw. A big, goofy, round, fun, balding old guy.
Okay? Okay. Yep.
And he goes, oh my gosh, are you ladies waiting for me? I could be only so lucky to have such pretty ladies waiting for me to show up. And I was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. I was like, oh, yeah, we're waiting for you. You know, I played along with his joke.
Yeah, right.
And he walks away, and my daughter's like, oh, my God. How did you allow him to say that? That's creepy. Old guy. He can't. You want to do beep, 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 beep. I thought he's a freaking old man. What do you think he's doing? Ma, that's gross. He's flirting with. I go, he's not flirting. He's probably a grandpa trying to be funny.
No, he was flirting.
He was an old man. What do you think? Both of us are going to be like, okay, honey, let's go in our car and go in the back seat. No.
He was flirting.
He just said that just because.
Because he was flirting.
Just
no, how can you be so naive?
It's because when you walk past someone, and even in the parking lot, you make eye contact, you feel compelled to say something, and old guys always tell their little cheesy jokes, and that was his go-to cheesy joke. And then my daughter was like, I can't believe you encouraged that.
Encouraged that.
Like, what do you do? Yeah.
You are the one that creates conversations when they're a little awkward.
I'm like, listen, if he's wealthy, maybe. No.
Like we were talking the other day, you think flirting is one thing. I can't kind of think flirting is more than one thing. And he was definitely flirting with you guys.
He was. When you say, okay. I thought we were going to talk about older people getting a pass and they say things that are inappropriate, but no, let's take it here because you and I, again, are at a crossroads of what that word means. Flirting, in my mind, means you want to flirt with that person so then you could develop a relationship or something will happen. Flirting is like, I want to see you naked.
Okay.
That's when you flirt.
I define, call us up. Tell us what you think flirting is. 818-2899. Just, I'm curious. I could be completely off. Flirting to me is being engaging, funny, conversational, making somebody's day. It could also include seeing you naked, but it's more than just that.
You just described being a human being.
Yeah. I mean, he could not have said anything. So therefore,
that's a grouchy person. Then.
No, he doesn't. You don't have to say hi to everybody.
Scott
you
even
see.
Says we go to 13 Wham on Fridays.
Yeah, you
okay?
flirt with
we
everybody.
We do a segment there, and there's young kids that work there, okay,
yeah.
that mic us up. They're like in their 20s, and Scott's like, oh, there you go again, flirting. And I'm like, oh, my God, Scott, I'm a 50-year-old woman now in front of this 20-year-old. You're saying I want to flirt with them?
You're flirty.
It was so
You
awkward.
Are the flirtiest person that I know. You don't
Happy,
understand.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, that says flirty when you're a nice person.
Flirty doesn't mean I want to yes, bump uglies with you. No, it yes, doesn't. It does. People call Sandy Teller flirty. 818-2899.
You're confusing flirting with being nice. And when you are nice to people, if you engage in conversation, doesn't mean you're automatically flirting.
And it's part of being nice. Yeah.
Friendly,
flirty.
Another scenario. Now that we're going this direction, my daughter had a speeding ticket. She was going to court for her appearance. And I'm like, okay, your first time, I'll tag along with you if you want me to. Mm-hmm. Fine. So when we were checking in, she was checking in with security. And she was like, what are you here for? I'm here for my speeding ticket. Great. And then he looks at me and I go, I'm just mom as support. And he looked at me and he goes, oh my God, I thought you were her sister.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God, I love you. And then we go back and forth. Mm-hmm. And my daughter's like, what are you flirting with the security guard?
Exactly. Exactly.
That is not flirting.
Yes, it is.
That was two grown adults.
Hold on.
Just having a conversation.
Hi, The Buzz. How are you? Hold on. I'll be right there. Okay. I got a call in front of you. This one here. Hi. Bill's Mafia Ken. What's up, buddy?
Good morning.
Please help me out. Your definition.
There's a very big difference between flirting with someone and making a pass at someone.
Now we're
trying to develop something with. You can flirt with anybody. Just joking around in a manner that is complimentary, that might make someone blush possibly, that's flirting. Uh-huh. It doesn't mean you want to go to bed. It just means you're like, making that complimentary joke towards them.
Yeah. And that's what it was.
Absolutely.
So making a pass at somebody, that's going to bed.
That's different. That's trying to get someone to go home with you or maybe go on a date with you.
Right, right.
I don't know if 20-year-olds say that anymore. Make a pass.
Well, he made a pass. Whatever that word is. Yeah.
Shoot your shot is what they say nowadays.
Yeah, shoot your shot. Okay, Ken.
Do girls say shoot your shot?
Flirting is one thing. Shooting your shot is another.
Very good. Thank you. Hey, The Buzz. Hi. Turn your radio down. What's up?
I don't say that anymore.
Yeah, turn your radio down. A little delay there. Hi. Go ahead. You there? Go ahead. Yay. Okay.
It is confusing because everyone can hear when you're on hold, you can hear the person before you talking. So it does get confusing.
Yeah. Plus when you're listening to the radio, there's a delay and whatever.
So I, wow, I did. So, okay. Then I'm a flirt. I'm a big freaking flirt because I talk to everybody.
The biggest flirt I've ever known.
But that's a bad thing. No, you don't want to be a flirt.
Your brain thinks it's a bad thing, but it's not. You're very happy-go-lucky and very flirty, and there's nothing wrong with that.
So then what's the difference between flirting and friendly?
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Am I doing this wrong? Go ahead. Hi, The Buzz. And I hung up. Okay.
What's the difference between flirting and friendly, then?
Nothing.
No, they're two different words. There's got to be. Wait, flirt, hold on a second.
Take flirt and sex out of your brain, because it's not like that.
Okay. What? Here, hang on. Let's ask. This is the end all be all.
Okay. What?
Let me ask Chatty.
ChatGPT.
What does flirting mean? Okay. Ready? What does flirting mean? Light teasing or joking, compliments, smiling, eye contact. Eye contact means flirty.
Yeah.
Playful or suggestive. See right there. Suggestive. This ain't suggestive.
Every single time, it doesn't have to be suggestive because all encompassing the word flirting.
Oh, no. I freaking am a flirt. Oh, my God. The examples they give are things that I've said to people.
I know.
You're in trouble, aren't you? With a smile.
Yeah. See?
Ah, crap. Do I want to go to bed with everybody?
Okay, we're just gonna leave that there. And you, why don't you call in?
I want to flirt with you.
The Buzz.
Bone smashing. When you said that word to me this morning, I'm like, what is that? What are you talking about?
Is the most terrifying way young teenager guys are trying to look more attractive. And we've always been worried about our daughters being influenced and focusing on their appearance and only their appearance and doing crazy DIY things to make themselves look better, right?
Right, right.
But now we need to talk to our sons. And bone smashing is hundreds of millions of views and conversations about this. hitting your face with a hammer.
Okay, this is crazy.
Is what bone smashing is. And there's a board certified plastic surgeon. Among many, this one guy, Terry Dubrow, says, please, can we not do this anymore?
Right here. Take a listen.
So they're purporting to tell people to take like steroids at age 13. OK, that's a disaster. That's going to impair development. You're not going to go through the normal phases of, you know, development that kids go through. Your brain's not going to develop. Your organs aren't going to develop. It's going to shorten your stature. Oh. All right. So, and then the bone smashing, the hitting your face with a hammer. By the way, it doesn't work. It's not going to alter the way you look in a favorable way. The thing to do is not to listen to these guys. They look the way they do because that's how they look. This is really just a repackaged version of back of the gym steroids, but they're taking it to another dangerous level and doing all these other DIY things that, again, don't work.
Jeez.
Is it that?
That's absurd.
Absurd. I had no idea until I saw that yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh, how many moms start talking to your sons?
Take the hammer away from what does this do? What does it do?
So
I mean,
okay.
As a joke, a chiseled jaw? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's what the people who are taking to social media and saying, hey, listen, try this bone smashing. Yes, it's supposed to make your face look more rugged. Because when you break a bone, then when it heals, it looks a little bit more rugged. I don't know. But the doctors are like, okay, don't do that. And even though there are hundreds of millions of views on videos talking about this, the bigger picture apparently, I guess, is what's called hard maxing, where you take something and you go to the extreme, extreme, extreme. So
okay,
hard maxing is like extreme appearance hacks targeting young men. Like he was saying, steroids at a young age.
That's
13?
Stupid. No.
Where are you even getting steroids?
Right.
I don't know where to go. DIY cosmetic procedures and starvation?
Starvation. Wow, that sounds like fun.
Young men, young boys are doing...
Like you're saying...
Different world we're living in.
Yeah, you're thinking before is just that all the girls are being affected by this whole, you know, beauty appearance thing. This is interesting. You know, I did see one thing that for a minute was on my algorithms where you buy this thing or you do this technique where you like bite on some kind of rubber thing and it strengthens your muscles on either side of your jaw. You know, when you clench your jaw, like, those muscles pop out.
And it gives you more
chiseled. And it gives you a more chiseled effect.
Or you get TMJ.
Well, yeah, that. But
clench your teeth.
I can see you. I can see, you know, some of the stuff like that. But hey, good morning. Is that Carm on the buzz?
It is.
Hey.
What's happening?
Good, man. What's up? This is crazy, isn't it?
There's a lot of pressure on men to look good. There's a lot that women don't even understand.
Very true.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll give you a perfect example. Next time you go into any store, see if there's any plus-size men's mannequins. There are not.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They are ripped, big shoulders. They all have 12 packs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every dude is forced to look like that. Every wrestler looks like that. Every guy in a movie looks like that outside of Jack Black.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of pressure on
it.
Here's the thing. So, I didn't realize that you guys took that pressure and internalized it. Like, I thought you guys didn't care. Like, yeah, whatever. It's a mannequin. I thought it didn't faze you. It didn't bother you. It wasn't something that you were trying to achieve
Why do you think the word dad bod is so good with us? Because we all have dad bod. Oh,
yeah,
thank God,
and you embrace it. Like, how many very attractive women are like with dad bod? You know what I mean? Like, I thought the pressure was only on women to look.
No.
I didn't realize how much pressure you guys.
No, we just don't complain about it or talk about it or anything.
So what have you done, Carm, to kind of keep up with your appearance that might seem a little extra?
I mean, I've been working out on and off since I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm 57, so I mean... And I try and eat right all the time. You know, you keep your hair trimmed, you keep your beard trimmed, you keep your clothes nice. You have to, because I don't want to give up any. I'm not ready to give up and wear sweatpants and a sweatshirt to a store.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, no.
And I think is a very, very nice dressed man. I didn't even think you were 57. I thought you were younger. So
see, I look all of 55, right?
You and your wife are a good-looking couple. Yeah.
I know that. That's for sure.
It's a self-esteem in men is buried very deep. You know what I mean? I mean, it's
We go through the bald spots, too. The guys go... You see guys with bald spots, and I have sympathy for those poor people.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Some embrace it and just shave their heads. Others just do the comb over. I'm like, dude, you lost.
Yeah. You're talking about Scott right now. Be careful.
I don't do the comb over.
But you know what I'm saying? Some people just get rid of it, man, and call it a day.
I've got halo head. If I shaved my head a little closer, I'd look like a monk with a thing on top of
it. Dude, you are eternally youthful, dude.
I am eternally. I give my eternal youthness to my neurological condition that I call ADHD, which I want to talk about in a few minutes. Can I?
Well, you know what? Actually, I've noticed a difference with you, Scott, ever since Jill came into your life because she is an esthetician, right? So she's all about that. I've never known you to get like fillers and all that stuff until now it was
free.
yes. No, but like your experiment, like that eye cream that you were telling me about, I'm like, you are buying eye cream off TikTok.
I know, dude. I did this eye cream thing on 13 Wham and Fox Rochester on Friday. They were calling the TV station before we left. People are going, "What is that?" And we even got a voice message at the radio station. I got to answer today.
I didn't think you were so self-conscious.
Hold on.
I didn't think you were so self-conscious about your eye bags.
Yeah,
I did not know that you would go to that extreme buying eye cream off TikTok.
Yeah, I was a whim. Or I was drunk. Something. I don't remember.
Or insecure.
All right, guys, you have a great day.
Carm,
you
take it easy, man. Goodbye, you handsome devil.
You flirting with Carm?
Yep. Spazano and Sandy. Jonah on the phone. What's up, man?
Not much. Just took a lot of effort for me to stay focused and I'm thinking.
Oh boy, Jonah.
Okay,
Jonah,
so we're talking.
Are you married right now?
Right now.
Well, are you married?
I have a beautiful girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Does she have ADHD as well, or just you?
She's probably undiagnosed.
Yeah, right. I think we all are a little bit.
So she understands.
I think that the kids, the 90s kids, got it. We kind of swept in before all the, you know, overdiagnosis of all this stuff. So we kind of just flew under the radar or whatever. And that's just what people were like back in the day. And
it's so funny because back in like the 70s when I was in school. They're like, you know, you're such a bright kid. You just need to focus. You just got to work on your focus. And, you know, this whole thing. So listen to this. The other night, I showed it to Sandy. It was last week before, whatever. I happened to sit down with my cute little piece of this electronic pad that I have. And I've never used the keyboard on it. I've always used the stylus. So I'm like, I'm going to start typing. And I started realizing that I'm so ADHD. I've had it for almost a year, and I haven't used the keyboard yet. Okay. So then I started writing about this, and this is what I wrote. So I want you to listen in.
What made you write about ADHD?
Is this
like a suggestion from somebody to just write your thoughts?
It's Jonah can explain. Just stuff pops into your head.
He followed through with the task has been accomplished, though, which is important.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
so this is what I wrote. All right, and I'm reading it off my electronic tablet. Here we go. It says, I wrote, ADHD is one of the most painful things to live with, not because it's loud, because it's contradictory. You're capable of anything, but motivated to do almost nothing. You understand everybody around you, but you can't explain what's happening inside your head. You have brilliant ideas, but no patience to finish a single one. You're a genius who can't handle an email, an extrovert who needs to be completely alone. He's loving this, right? A person full of advice who can't follow any of it. And the worst part, you know, you always know. You can see exactly what you need to do and you still can't get there. And the gap between knowing and doing is where the shame lives. That's that's what nobody talks about. Not the distraction, the shame, and it stays there quietly for years because no one ever told you this isn't a character flaw. It's just a brain that was never properly explained to you.
Is it really shame?
A bit.
You dropped the ball?
I feel zero shame, but I do see a lot of tasks around my house that are started and not quite finished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'll load the dishwasher, but I won't run it.
Yep.
I love how, Jonah, you're like, nah, I don't feel shame. I don't feel any remorse, any
no
do you
shame.
Feel bad?
No.
I need to just
I've overcome the shame.
Yeah, at the moment.
A long time ago.
Yeah, at that moment.
But I do see the half-started stuff, and it reminds me. So I'll start 50 things halfway,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll finish them the other half,
mm-hmm.
but it might take me a week or so to get to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've mowed the lawn. I've mowed half the lawn before.
Oh, my wife. Scott does that.
I know. Derek's here. Wait, I got to bring Derek on. You want to use the mic that doesn't work? Hold on. use that one.
Yeah, we're trying to get our engineers to fix that.
Work is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be fixed. But
hi, Derek.
Hello.
Okay. Okay, go.
I didn't even expect to speak. I was just saying, yeah, 100%.
Oh,
done.
Yeah. I'll send this to you.
Wait, Derek has ADHD too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's brilliant.
Well, now it makes sense. Why?
I was diagnosed when I was nine.
This makes perfect sense after Scott's little thing, why things are half done in the studio.
No, but the thing is, he's a genius.
Yeah, so that's like the whole thing is that like you're capable of accomplishing all these things, but that's why I love having somebody in my life who can finish the other half.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a prompt, right? It's
right.
Like me. Basically saying, hey, we do need to get this done. I'll start it. You can finish it.
Yeah.
And then it goes vice versa. Like, it'll be the same thing. Usually I'm just finishing, like, people's food. But,
mm-hmm.
like,
yep. mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're my ADHD buddy. Thanks, man. Appreciate the talk. Call anytime.
For life. Awesome. You guys have a kick butt. Tuesday.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. My wife did, when he said I mow half the yard, like I'll mow the front half and then do the other half another day, she got so frustrated with it, she just hired a lawn service.
Oh. Yes.
I mean, she's like, I'll pay for it.
Why. Oh, my God. That's why. You were wondering, why did she do that?
I get it done. I just don't do the whole thing at once. That's
eventually
all.
Eventually, you get it done. By the time you get to the back, the front's long again.
No, no, no. It's usually the next day.
Oh, sure.
It's usually the next day.
Well, okay. Fine. She still hired it out.
I know. She's paying for it. So, okay. Squirrel. I'm going to push a button here. There it is. See? I'm all focused.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Every morning from 6 to 9, and then at 9 o'clock, we kick off the commercial-free 98 for you.
If there's anything that you missed from the show, you can go to the Spisano and Sandy podcast. Just search it out by Spisano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, mm-hmm. there's videos on YouTube, too. We capture some of the highlights of the show and put it on YouTube if you want to watch Scott's handsome face.
Oh, God. And by the way, we'll be getting that YouTube video done today. I promise.
Okay, after this break, I'm not sure.
I started it.
After your whole ADD thing, I don't know.
I started it.
Okay, whatever. Right. Get it done whenever you want to get it done. How about that?
All right.
No there pressure. You go. Okay, right now, we have to say thank you so much for listening and being part of our Buzz fam, but yep. we have to say we out.
We out, like my focus. See you, bye.
Bye, PP. 98.9
The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.